Whether you're a knowledge worker or someone who leads them, you need the proper skills. Leadership, communication, teamwork, emotional intelligence, strategy, and tactics. This is the place to learn them. My name is Jose, and I'm a product manager and coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit josemoda.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemoda.net. Back to the show. Today I want to share a story. A story that I've never shared before. I'm surprised that I'm even considering this because it's so hard to do it. Almost 15 years ago, I joined the workforce. I was an intern at a company, a fairly small company. It was like 12 people, maybe, not more than that. At one point in time, the director calls everybody in a room and he said this: "I gathered everybody here today to tell you that Jose is not being professional, he is disrespecting the team, and it's a shame that he's doing that." When I heard those words from him, I was shaking. There was nothing that I could say in retort. Sure, I was young and perhaps naive, or maybe very eager to contribute the best way that I could. And I did recognize at the time that perhaps my methods were unconventional. Let's put it that way. When we're young, we really want to cause an impression, cause an impact, and the guidance is required from someone who is more experienced, who's senior, who has gone through the different hoops and loops. And yet, I was 100% sure that I would not forget that day, because it was probably one of the worst experiences I've been through in my career. That experience changed the way that I go about my relationships at work, the way that I go about work itself, and it changed my perspective on how to deal with people altogether. It was so traumatic at that time that even my own peers reached out to say, "Hey, it's okay. Maybe that was a little bit too rough. He could have done that a little bit differently." Still, it happened. And I'm lucky to say that ever since, I don't think I've come across such an experience again, which is very good. It means that not only did I give any reason for that to happen again, but also maybe because the world is changing also for the better. Workplace culture is improving slowly over time. And I'm super happy to realize that from this angle. The bottom line for this story is for me to tell you about leadership. Good leaders are not supposed to do that. Rather, instead of criticizing publicly, they should be praising publicly. There's this idea that Japan is very good at doing this sort of thing. They do praise publicly, all the time, actually. Maybe even too much for our Western taste. Still, the notion of public praising is prevalent in Japan, and it's growing in the West. Now, in terms of criticizing privately, that's probably the thing that's missing around here. Maybe I'm overjudging this, but given that time, that experience that I shared with you, that seems to happen sometime and again. My message to you today is, if you're going to resolve a conflict or if you're going to point a finger to somebody, my suggestion is to go to them privately. If something's wrong, address it with the person in a place that is unbiased and that is not subject to someone listening or eavesdropping. When giving feedback about something that you believe is not right, it is important to set the right context. There's loads of different frameworks or different mental models to give feedback. The bottom line is there needs to be some context. There needs to be some action that caused the behavior or caused someone to feel discomforted. Those feelings need to be addressed as well. And in the end, there must be a place for the other person to justify themselves. If someone did something, there's an interest behind that decision or behind that action. whoever is giving feedback must be willing to admit that they could possibly be wrong or possibly have misread the situation. There must be a reason why someone is feeling the way they are, and on the other part, doing what they did for whatever reason. There's an impact that comes with every interaction. Usually, we strive to be good people to one another. We strive to maintain solid relationships, to get work done, and that can be compromised if the dynamics are off. If all of a sudden, someone breaks that trust by criticizing you publicly without even giving you the chance to explain yourself, trust erodes. And what could possibly be still a solid relationship that enables you to be transparent, you risk the exact opposite. When someone feels threatened by such a public critique, there's a chance that you won't be able to be as courageous to take certain steps or commit to certain actions. Instead, you'll refrain yourself. You won't be as brave when you have to. Maybe a situation calls for courage. And because you've been publicly criticized for being brave, you won't do that again. And that is an opportunity cost if you think about it. If you were to be addressing the situation privately and discussing the impact of actions and feelings and behaviors, then perhaps that could be maintained. You know, you could still keep the courage, take certain actions, but with an informed perspective. Next time, you won't be exposed, and you'll be able to still resolve the conflict and move forward in a healthy fashion. This is very important for teams and leadership, because if you're trying to do something that you have a genuine interest, you believe there's a genuine interest in improving the situation at the team, and yet you are publicly criticized for it, the person won't do that again. Trust me, that won't happen, or most likely it won't happen. The level of energy to improve or recuperate that trust again is far beyond expectation. So to summarize my point today, criticize privately and with the utmost respect for the person. Give that person the space they need to justify themselves and to explore the reasons, the interests behind a behavior or an action. Try to be empathetic towards what they thought they could be doing, because there's almost always a reason, an interest behind something that's done. I remember at the time that I had reasons to do what I did despite everything. I wanted to do my absolute best, and I wanted to be aggressive because I found that there was not enough aggressiveness at the time. I was young, I was hot-blooded, I really wanted to cause an impact. At the time, I learned that it was not the best approach, but I could not have learned it if I didn't go through it. Sometimes, those actions need to be made, and the learning must be also in tandem. The more aggressive you are, the more aggressively you learn. For leaders, this is a good opportunity to set boundaries from the very start. If there are red flags, then maybe those should have been promoted first. If someone new comes to the team or you know somebody who will be interacting with you closely, set those boundaries first. Tell them what is absolutely unacceptable. Tell them what is the threshold for being courageous and for taking strong, aggressive action. When those boundaries are set, it's much easier to know ourselves. It's much easier to know the extent to which we're willing and able to commit to. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josemoda.net and I'll answer it. Make it a great one.